Hi guys. I honestly am not feeling the greatest today, but I figured I better show up because this journey is not about how I feel. It's about doing what I need to do when I need to do it. So before we get into what we're doing today, let us say a word of prayer. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to share your word with your people. Thank you for the grace and the strength that you've given to me to show up. I pray for anyone who is listening or watching on the other end that they receive a word from you today, that they receive some sort of encouragement, that they hear you and not me, that they hear all that you have for them to hear today, all that is in your heart for them to receive. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, guys, we've been talking about faith on the previous episodes, and we're still continuing to talk about faith. And on subsequent episodes, we will still talk about other aspects of faith. But today, I really wanted us to, treat a topic that we've talked about in the past, just very briefly. But when it comes to faith, I find that this topic is the make or break of whether we have faith or whether our faith is active or not, and that is doubt. So today we're really going to be praying against doubt. But before we go into prayer, we're going to be looking at scripture so that we can see how doubt relates to faith and what impact that doubt has on our faith. I mean, what I'm saying is not news to a lot of people and may not sound new, but sometimes it's good to refresh our memories. And especially when we look into the word, we can see the impact of our doubt and how that really influences the faith that we have. I'm going to be reading from James, and James chapter 1, verses 2 to 8 is, I'm reading from the what version is this again? So the English Standard Version. So it says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For the person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." Now, if you didn't really understand that verse, the verses that we just read, let me break it down a little bit in terms of doubt. This passage of scripture is basically telling us that we cannot receive anything, emphasis on anything from God, if we doubt. And that is inclusive of our salvation. The only way that we can be saved is when we do not doubt that we have received salvation. If there is any iota of doubt, that jeopardizes a lot of things for us. And I think that is why I really, really want us to take today, before we go into the other aspects of faith that I want us to talk about in subsequent episodes, is just to take this time out and to really, really pray against doubt. And I mean, this is nothing new because we've seen it in the Bible where, that prayer to help us with our doubt and with our unbelief is made. And it's a story in Mark chapter 9 that we will probably read a little later. But I just want us to think about whatever situation that it might be that you are trusting God for, that you're choosing to have faith in God about. It could be a health condition, it could be, a new job, it could be, trusting God for a better relationship with your spouse, with your children, with your friends. It could be anything,
But it is important that you do not doubt the ability for God to change the situation, for God to turn the situation around. And I pray that God will help us.
I'm just going to get us to look into Mark chapter 9. I won't spend too much time on this because I really want us to dive into prayer. But it's Mark chapter 9, and it's the story of this young boy who had an unclean spirit. And I mean, it was the disciples that tried praying for the boy, and they were unable to heal him, and they were being questioned by the scribes. Like, you know, you guys have been following Jesus. Why aren't you able to heal this guy? And Jesus came into the picture, and he was able to cast out this unclean spirit that was basically causing some form of convulsion in this guy away from him. But one thing that really jumped out to me was what his father said. And I will just read from verses 20. It says, "And they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, 'How long has this been happening to him?' And he said, 'From childhood, and it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us.' And Jesus said to him, 'If I can, if you can, all things are possible for the one who believes.' Immediately, the father of the child cried out and said, 'I believe, help my unbelief.'" That's an example of, you know, Jesus charging someone to have faith and them there and then acknowledging the fact that, you know, I really want to believe, but there's a part of me that tends to doubt. Please help my unbelief. So it is not abnormal for us to see situations that we're trying to have faith in. I mean, they've told you, you know, these are the conditions and these are the criteria that you need to meet in order to be qualified for this position. But you don't have all of those qualifications and you're trying to plead a case. There's every reason for you to doubt that they will give you that exception. But when you choose to trust God, and when you choose to have faith that God will solicit, God will advocate for you, you have to, in those moments of doubt, say, "God, help my unbelief. I want to believe in you. I know you can do this. I know that the doctors have given me this report. I know that, you know, the situation seems like there is no redemption. There is no way I can get all the money that I have lost. I have been irresponsible. This just seems like the right thing to happen to me." We can trust God. There are so many ways in which God shows up for his people. Even when we're unfaithful, he remains faithful. And he's always willing and ready to help us whenever we need help. And that includes the area of having faith in him. He has not given us that responsibility to have faith all by our own strength. And so we can pray to him to help our unbelief. So without wasting too much time, I'm just going to say a word of prayer and just, you know, join your faith with mine. Doesn't really matter what you have said to condemn the situation in the past, to, you know, whatever utterances of doubt or disbelief that you've said, whether it's, you know, you've thought that there is no redemption for that situation, but this is a charge for you to ask God to help you to believe. Father Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you because you are merciful, you are kind, you are loving, you are so generous. Thank you, Lord, because
You hold us so dear to your heart. You listen to us and you know us. You've known us even right from when we were being formed in our mother's womb. You know our shortcomings, you know our strengths, you know our weaknesses. Lord God, a lot of us really struggle in this area of trusting and believing in you completely. If only we could have that mustard seed faith that you said can move mountains. But Lord, we tend to fall into disbelief. We see facts, we see research, we see experiences of other people, we see people that have gone before us on the same journey that we are asking for your favor, on the same journey that we are asking for healing, on the same journey that we are asking for a turnaround, and we tend to disbelief. We have those split moments of doubt that says, oh, what are the chances that this could happen? Lord, we choose to surrender all of our wanderings at your feet. Lord, we ask you that you help our unbelief. I pray for anyone that's listening, whatever condition it may be, whatever it is, the facts are so glaring. The odds are so glaring. But Lord, you are not the one that works according to the odds. You are the one that works according to your own will. And your will for us is always good. And so, Lord, we ask you that you help us, help our unbelief. Help us not to doubt you. Help us not to be a double-minded person. Help us to trust you. When you tell us that you would use our 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 5,000, help us to believe in you. That when we see our bank account, we are not going by the numbers that are there. We are trusting that we would reach the end of this year in abundance. Father, Lord God, when we have seen the doctor's report, help us, oh God, even not to look at what Google says and what the research has proven, but to trust that we have you as our healer. Lord, you are our Jireh. You provide everything that we need. Lord, if you could provide for the birds of the air, if you could provide for the fish in the sea, if you could raise stones to give you praise, what is it that is that situation that seems so impossible that you cannot fix? Father, Lord God, we trust you, and we trust you even with this, which is our unbelief, that you would help us. You would help us to trust you. You would help us to have faith in you. Father, Lord, I pray that wherever it is that this word is meant for, we receive strength. We receive peace concerning that situation. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Your word says that you give unto us peace, not as this world gives, but you give us peace from above. You give us joy in the midst of chaos. Why? Because we are not fixing our eyes on the things that the world is showing us, but we are fixing our gaze on your promises, on the fact that you are faithful, on the fact that you are the one who created the heavens and the earth. You are the one who spoke the world into being. You are the one who breathes life into bones and they become alive. Father, Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you because you can relate to us. We thank you because you have helped even the man in Mark 9 believe, even when he had unbelief and his son was healed. Thank you, Jesus, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to pray with your people. Thank you even for the strength that you've given unto me to show up today. And I pray that everyone who's listening has gotten something from this very brief episode. And I hope to be back to my regular programming soon. But I hope that you have enjoyed today's episode. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening or watching today's podcast. I hope that you've been blessed. Be sure to like, leave us a comment. If there's any lingering questions, there's also our email. Follow us on Instagram and share with a friend. I truly hope that this has helped your relationship with God to grow in leaps and bounds. Thank you again for watching. God bless you. Bye.